KLO News. The English Montreal School Board, or EMSB, is once again taking Quebec's government to court. On August 11th, the EMSB voted to sue the province over imposed budget cuts ahead of the upcoming school year. The EMSB is no stranger to legal battles with the province. They have active ongoing cases over language rights and religious symbols, as well as the dissolution of the school boards. This most recent plan is to sue over provincial budget cuts. Back in June, the province announced cuts to education. The EMSB is facing an $11 million budget cut, as well as an additional $10 million penalty if they fail to meet imposed staffing caps. That's a potential $20 million loss for the board coming into this new year. Joe Ortona is the president and chair of the EMSB. He believes this issue is related to the CAC government's relationship with English language education.
Unfortunately, this government refuses to acknowledge that we as a minority community have constitutional rights and constitutional protections when it comes to education. That's not a system that I guess they like or respect. They would much prefer to be able to impose whatever they want on us, which is something that thankfully the courts keep reminding them they can't do.
Here is Ortona breaking down the board's basic legal argument for taking the province to court over budget cuts.
As English school boards, we have the right to manage and control our system. The Court of Appeal stated very clearly last April in the Bill 40 judgment that the government doesn't get to micromanage how we spend our money. We understand the local needs. We understand what it is that the local community, wants in terms of priorities of where we spend the money, and we are legitimately elected by that community. With regards to the amount of cuts that they, not only the amount of cuts but the manner in which they announced these cuts, without any consultation of any kind, without any justification, without any transparency, so all of that is going to be debated in the courts.
The Ministry of Education has not responded to our questions about the lawsuit at this time. Back in June, when the cuts were announced, they stated publicly that their cuts to education, of $200 million total, represented only 1% of the education budget, and they were asking schools and school boards to make their own choices when reacting to the cuts. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.
Never stop. Good evening.
Good morning. Good evening. Hello. Welcome to the show. CJLO 1690. This is the Electric Messiah radio show. We started the show with Blood and Thunder by Mastodon.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Brett.
Crazy, yeah?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Man, that sucks.
That was not in my bingo cards.
That was not in my bingo cards either. What a fun guy. I met him once.
Me too.
He just kind of got in my face. as he was walking by, he just stopped and looked me right in the face. Went. And then he just kept going. At Heavy Montreal 2016.
2016,
that's
yeah.
Right, yeah.
Good guy.
Good guy.
Very good guy.
Well, I mean, for that
funny
brief moment
too.
In my face,
he
was the nicest guy, yeah. I have no clue what he's like, but...
Funny guy, for sure. All the interviews I've seen, he's very funny.
Yeah. I love the story of him... dressing from head to toe as an LA Dodger and getting security checked in front of the Grammys and emptying all his weed and everything out of his pockets.
I remember the outfit, but I don't remember that.
Yeah, yeah.
That was caught on camera.
The outfit was fun. The him just emptying everything was hilarious. Yeah.
I wonder if he got it back at the end of the day.
Oh, he got it all back. Yeah.
They were all wearing costumes that day, no?
I'm not sure.
The drummer was like, I think he was a clown or wearing some weird suit.
I just remember him.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Brett.
And then we had Deftones.
Then we had the new Deftones single, My Mind is a Mountain. Mm-hmm. And that comes out tonight.
At midnight.
Yeah, at midnight. And
they're coming to the Bell Center, aren't they?
Yeah, that's right. September 22nd. 20th. I think it's a Monday. We'll go see that. That'll be fun. The Idols are opening and the Barbarians of California.
September 20th,
excuse me. Yeah.
Mm. That's a Monday?
Oh, never mind. Sorry, September 8th.
Oh. Oh, no, what was I thinking?
September
8th. I was thinking Korn.
Yeah, that's Korn.
Korn and Gojira with Loathe. Loathe.
Oof.
Yeah.
Oof.
Loathe.
Loathe.
Loathe. Yeah. I never heard that band. Are they any good?
Loathe.
Let's play more. Let's play Necrotic Gore Beast. I saw Necrotic Gore Beast once upstairs at Piranha. Was it called Piranha still then? I guess so, eh?
Yeah. Probably, yeah.
Piranha. And, yeah, there was like I don't know, 15 people there.
So sometimes those can be really good shows.
I saw King Parrot last week, and there was about 20 people there, maybe 30. And that was great. Yeah, let's do this here.
Knuckle
We're going
deep
to Piranha.
Convulsions.
When are we going to Piranha?
September 17th, black metal show, Groza.
Groza?
Yeah, awesome band.
I'm not sure about that. I think one of the bands on that show are pro-fascist, so I gotta look. Yeah, I gotta look into this.
We gotta look it up.
Yeah, yeah. You know who would be the one to talk to about that? Chris the Frog. That's right. Yeah, Sewer Spear. Okay, we'll look into that, but first we're going to play this band from Quebec City called Necrotic Gore Beast with their new single Knuckle Deep Convulsions featuring the killer guttural singer Chaney Crabb from the band Entherios. I don't know if they just played in Montreal or they're coming to Montreal. Did I say it right? Is it Entherios? Is it Entherios or is it Entherios? Someone out there is going screaming the right one.
Entherios.
Yeah, are they Entherios about it?
Maybe.
Okay, let's just play the song. Here's a Necrotic Gore Beast. CJLO 1690.
All right. We'll be right back.
Radio for some amazing jams from the worlds of Latin American rhythmic music. Saturdays at 5 p.m. only on CGL.
At Cinema Public, we offer a theatrical program made up of local films and international new releases, classics and little-known nuggets, as well as short films and family screenings. Our tickets are among the cheapest in Montreal, $10 for a regular entry or $8 for students, children, and seniors. We also offer 6-ticket movie cards for even more savings. Come see us at Casa d'Italia, just across from John Tolon Metro, and visit cinemapublic.ca to discover our programming. Le Cinéma Public for a lively cinema.
And we're back.
We are back.
What's up?
What's up? So, what do we do? What did we just do there? We did Knuckle Deep Convulsions by Necrotic Gore Beast and Chaney Crab, and then we played The Weakest Link by Eden Will Burn.
That was really good.
That was really good. From the new Eden Will Burn album. What's the name of that album?
Tales of Torment.
Tales of Torment. I sound cool when I go closer to the mic.
Tales of Torment. This next song's called
I'm Batman. I'm not Batman.
I'm excited for the next one. I want to hear this, guys.
What are we going to listen to next?
Anna Pest, no?
Anna Pest. You have the... So we're going to play a song called Ketamine. I went to, on Friday, so in the last week and a half, I just went to shows every single night.
Amazing.
And I even spent money to go see The Architects on Friday at Place Belle. I just went by myself into the... I'm going to show you this. People can't see it, but your reactions will tell them how bruised I got. Look at that. Whoa. Bruise. Yeah.
Why are they so yellow?
Exactly.
That's an old bruise. That's five days old.
Yeah, that's from Friday. So yeah. That's and it's still not
turning into a Simpson.
I'm turning into the Simpsons. People were nuts at that show. It was a good show. It's what you call pop metal, I guess. But man, was that hardcore. People were, I don't know if people just showed up and said, "What's this? What's moshing?" And whoa. Yeah. Anyway. So I got destroyed at that, and the point is, I left and I was talking to some people, and one of them, you know, we're talking about the show, and I said, "Recommend something that I don't know," and they go, "Anna Pest." So I checked it out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, just like that. And so we're gonna play a song called Ketamine, and I messaged them because it's an acronym, so it means killing everything troublesome and making it nefariously easy or nefariously easy.
What's the name of the album?
I was just about to ask you about the dots, because it is an acronym.
Where is that? Oh, the name of the album is You and Me, and at the end, you wanted me to say that?
Yeah, the name of the album reeling is, you in there.
Well, it's not like we're swearing, it's just the name of the album. Yeah. It's You and Me at the End of the Fucking World.
And the best part of that is that it was done at Muffin Studios.
Where's to say that? Oh, yeah, Muffin Studios Recordings. That's right. Yeah. Hey, let's just play the song now. This is Ketamine by Anna Pest.
Ketamine eating muffins?
Ketamine.
High on ketamine eating muffins?
Okay. On CJLO 1690, Anna Pest featuring Neurotypes.
We'll be right back.
CJLO 1690 Electric Messiah Radio. I'm your host, Chuck.
I'm Aldo Loud.
And Jay.
Yeah. This is it's from the movie Weapons. Yeah, you want to touch it?
Try the button.
Does that work?
No.
No, how about that? No, it's
hit
not
the one on top.
That. Does that work?
There we go.
All right, never mind. This is, we just heard Ketamine by Anna Pest featuring Neurotypes. This is Don't You Find It Odd from the Weapons.
That was really good, though. I was surprised.
Yeah, you never heard that, eh? You didn't
I
see
thought
that
it was a, I was not expecting it to be as tech.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really good.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And from Montreal.
And from Montreal.
And from Muffin Studios.
And from Muffin Studios. Killing everything troublesome and making it nefariously easy. Ketamine. Not like PCP, though. All right, let's play a band called Womb with their song Horrors. This is Womb, CJLO 1690.
Horrors! to want to die. How it hurts to smile. How you try to fit in, but you can't. How you hurt yourself on the outside to try to kill the thing on the inside.
Thank you. For the best new music from around the globe, with a respectful nod to the musical pioneers of the past, and a whole lot more, join me, Danny Payne, on The Pressure Drop, every Monday at 5 on CGLO 1690 AM or CGLO.com.
Dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Brew. Crossover Comics, sharing your passions since 2012.
All right.
We're back.
We're back. Are we back? Mm-hmm. Let's make some noise here. Turn this up. All right. So,
a couple of great songs over there.
What did we play here? We played. We played Horrors.
In Your Head. In My Head.
By Womb, from the EP Hiss. I was told that they're coming out with new music.
I like them a lot.
I like them a lot. Yeah.
She's awesome. She sounds great.
Yeah. Then we played. What did we play after? We played Fight on Sight.
Yeah,
another great hardcore band from Hamilton with the song Broken from the EP Spit. Saw them on Saturday in the boiling sun, just beating on everybody. It was an outdoor show in the afternoon. They came out all the way from Hamilton.
It was Saturday?
Yeah, with Feartalizer, 1492, right. Cold Minded. What were the other bands? Oh, my brain is losing it now. Patent. And you know what? Fight on Sight was really good. They congratulations to them for sticking it out, because I thought they were going to pass out in the middle of their set. It was that hot. It was for real that hot.
Oh, yeah. It was the same as Sunday, too.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Just brutal. But, yeah. You know.
42 degrees, no?
Something like that. So,
another great female singer.
Right. And then, oh, yeah, we played Agriculture after that, the song Bodhidharma.
Just came out. Really good, guys, too.
Yeah. When did that come out?
Not too long ago. I think July 9th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? Let's play Patent. Patent hadn't done a show in 5 years. Hiatus, you know, because life happens. They have a new singer, and I talked to him, Jonathan, nice guy. Talked to Sammy, the guitarist. He's a killer. Jay, you'd probably like this guy. Let's check it out. This is Boule de Papier from the album Crimes, Patent on Electric Messiah Radio.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Yeah!
CJLO, Electric Messiah Radio.
Alrighty.
Good stuff.
Yeah, that was Boule de Papier by Patent, or as they say en français, Patent. Because that's what they kept saying to me. And I go, oh, Patent or Patent? And Mike Patent.
He plays for them, no?
Yeah, Mike Patent plays for Patent. Yeah, that was a fun show. Sammy's a killer shredder. Check them out if you can. They're back. They're back. Hey, guys. Check this out. This is Desecrate featuring Scorching Tomb. Check it out. All right. That was Desecrate featuring Scorching Tomb with the song Splinter.
50 seconds.
And right after that, yeah, it's a 51-second song. And then after that, we played Steel and Bones by Cold Minded featuring Fertilizer 1492.
The boys.
And I saw them perform that song, all of them together, on that hot Saturday with Fight on Sight. It was a fun show. Everyone was drinking lots of water.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
And beers.
And beers. And water. And beers. And sleeping.
That's all I saw, yeah. Your Honor.
Yeah. all right. Well, we got about 2 minutes left. So do we know any 1 minute songs?
A 2 minute song.
Okay.
Let's play some Mortician.
Okay.
Chainsaw Dismemberment.
Okay, let me find it. Mortician.
Is that old enough that Corpse Grinder was on that?
Or you can play Rabbit. That's 2 minutes.
Yeah, we have less than that.
There you go, Rabbit.
We'll play it. All right, so then we'll sign off. We'll see you next week, Aldo.
Yeah, see you next week. I'll be here for sure.
Jay? Yeah, Jay will be here. I'm your host, Chuck. You can check us out on social at Electric Messiah Radio on Instagram. You can email us at, what's the email? electricmessiahradio@gmail.com. And here's Rabid by Mortician.
Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, see you next week.
Bye. Bye.
Men become animals and eat their victims. I drink your blood. I eat your skin. A young boy infects an entire town with rabies and turns a group of men into a band of bloodthirsty zombies ravaging a peaceful countryside. I drink your blood. And I eat your skin.